welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as Mondays, and that's Mondays with Sandy Williams. And, you know, I was, before we went to break, Sandy, you were asking me some questions about a program that I founded.
Yeah, how many volunteers did you have? What? You know, you had how many children? You had like 200?
200 children.
Yeah.
And
they were the ages of what age to what age?
10 to 15.
Okay.
Mistake.
Mistake was?
10 to 15.
Too big an age range?
Yeah. How did you figure that out?
Well, I don't know. You said the mistake right after I said that.
So. Found out that children, the ages in that group from 10 to 15 years old, there's a major transition in that.
Their frontal lobes actually are different when they're 15 than when they're 10.
Yeah.
Physically.
You know, but if you don't know that, and when I was thinking about creating this, I didn't take those things into consideration. Did you see it,
mm-hmm.
right?
So if you do next year, what kind of an age gap do you want to have?
10, 11, 12.
Okay.
13, 14, 15.
So two different groups.
Yeah. Boys develop. At 10, 11, 12, you're still, you know, in grade school.
Yeah.
And you're still kind of a young child.
Right.
And so it's hard to be real men to boys 10, 11, and 12. It's more nurturing than 13, 14, and 15 when you can be... Put some bass in your voice,
yeah.
You know. So we saw the difference in that 10, 11, and 12 years is frolicking. He's having fun.
So how did you get, how did you manage? Who you must have had volunteers then working with the 200.
Absolutely. And men basically from the ages of 55 to 73.
Mm-hmm.
Were the elders. And I'll tell you something, I owe those men a debt of gratitude.
It sounds like the boys do, really.
Yeah, well, I do too, because they all said to a person that the only reason they did it was because of their trust and faith in me. And because I asked them.
Mm-hmm.
And it means a lot to me that people think that and trust in the things that I was asking. And I reach back for all of these men at different times in my life. Guys where I worked at A. L. Smith for 34 years. I went back and got about five or six guys who I worked with when I was a young guy. And then I got another five or six from a second stage in my life when I ran my football league for 20 years. I got another five or six guys out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And these were men who knew me. And then I got some other guys from the times that I spent working in the public schools. So I blended all these men together, and I knew more than anything else, you had to get selfless people. And so I was very careful about getting selfless people who understood service, who understood the time and what must be done, and the fact that these young boys are going to destroy our communities and their own lives if we didn't do something. We can't change the world, but you can change some lives in it.
Right.
And that's what we chose to do.
And these fellows, they're going to come back and do it again, do you think?
They absolutely are. Because, Sandy, what happened was they found something in their lives. Maybe they didn't. And they were from different walks of life, you know, educators, business guys who had been involved in business, and guys who, you know, the religious sector, just this whole group of men from different backgrounds, people who worked in industry, who all came together. What they had been doing in the, you know, these last 10, 12 years in their lives were basically just kids are grown and enjoying retirement.
Well, you know, I think one thing what you're speaking to right now is something that I've noticed and been a little bit sorry about, is that the number of people who feel that they're handling their obligations to society by giving money to things, when in fact when they do that, they lose all the edification, all the personal growth that you get out of actually personally getting immersed in doing things. So that what you're talking about for these guys is just that situation, right? They were maybe more distant from actually receiving that biofeedback, that warmth that you get from accomplishing things, in this case with young men.
Well, you know, Sandy, that's just it. You just explained what those men got. And so at the end on Thursday and Friday, and then at the end on Friday, all of them, I asked them to, in their own words, talk about their experience. And some of the guys said, look, I had never had this kind of experience. I never worked directly. I was in the business community. And so I never had these close relationships with children. But they watched the development of children from the first day to the end, and realize that, yeah, they did have some impact. And none of us are foolish enough to believe, Sandy, that in this 40-day trek that we somehow snapped our fingers and the situations that those young boys live in.
Yeah, but a path starts with the first step, you know, and then
right.
The steps that follow. And once you get headed off in a direction, you get some momentum in the direction you're going. So you've started with these kids a momentum in the right direction. I suspect numbers of them will come back next year. They'll talk. There's word of mouth. They'll develop a legitimacy about the organization you've created amongst the kids' peers. They'll be talking about it positively. You know, I think one of the problems with society's problems right now is we all look at it and we think this thing is insurmountable. And the fact is that you're proving right now that, you know, you can eat an elephant. You just need enough people with enough bites to start accomplishing it, which is a kind of a cannibalistic view of this
right,
thing.
But, right.
But, you know, if more and more people would not only, if the people in this community who are good enough to give money to things would roll up their sleeves and actually get involved, we've got a massive community of people who have the capacity to intervene in lives and to make a positive difference, but they can't do it by just sending money.
You know, Sandy, what they'll find out is what these men found out. The reward you get impacts and affects who you are. It's a human connection,
right,
with children whose lives need a change in the trajectory of it. And you just never know what word or what time, what it is you said of encouragement to a young person who is struggling that can turn their lives around. And so we may not know that, but I know somebody did it in my life. And one of the reasons I do the things I do is because there were people who stepped. I didn't have a breach because my dad was there, but he raised 13 children. He couldn't be there solely for me. But there were always men who stepped forward and kind of helped me.
There was a book that was quite prevalent back in the 40s and 50s called Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah, I remember this.
Your dad must have read that book, because that was a book about a guy who had 12 children,
really?
As I recall. Yeah.
Yeah. And so only he had 13.
Well, your dad didn't know how to stop.
And so we can change things in this society. We have the ability to change certain things in this society. What happens with children, you can't tell me the wealthiest nation on earth can't change the trajectory of the children and the future of this society and the future of the world.
Well, like I've said before, I can't imagine that, you know, people are all fastened on the rights of youth, the youth rights of fetuses, but we ought to be fastened particularly on the rights of children who are born.
Right.
And once they're born, we ought to be just captivated by the need to give them a birthright of equal opportunity.
You know, Sandy, well said. We've got to go to a break. We're going to change the subject, but thank you, Sandy, for asking. It really means something to me. All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.